Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
When breakdancing first exploded on the streets of the Bronx in the early 1980s, it wasn't long before it migrated north to Boston. And one of the first b-boy and b-girl crews from back then is still jumping, spinning, and flipping into middle age.
The Floor Lords are on their 31st year as a professional company, led by co-founder Lino Delgado. Their latest stage show features styles of movement that inspired the formation of breakdancing, from salsa to Hollywood kung fu.
The Floor Lords perform for free at Wellesley College Friday night. My colleague Adam Ragusea caught up with Delgado at a rehearsal on campus.
Colleen, you were hurt.
So what's going on?
Well, right now we're just rehearsing for the show. This is the two B-girls, Colleen and Jaws, right here.
So they're doing something totally synchronized right now, so this is not improvised.
No, it's not improvised. Need to go over this capoeira piece. Can you do it?
Did you say capoeira?
Capoeira, yep.
That's from Brazil.
It's from Africa. The slaves will be brought over to different islands.
But it's a dance form that sort of looks like combat a little bit?
That's what the Africans did, was actually to escape. They tricked the people to think they were dancing because they were so musical and always singing. That was how they escaped. This show is basically, what we're trying to do is show the inspiration from all the different forms of dance. When breaking first started, we had nothing to take from, so we took from everything. We watched a lot of African documentaries, African dance movies, you know, in the 80s, and we kind of like took from different movements. So, but we got to get ready to practice, so I got to go. This is my part.
All right.
Yo, hold on. Let's do something for the poppers, man.
My name is Michael Jeffries. I'm an assistant professor of American Studies at Wellesley College, and most of my work revolves around race and popular culture, and in particular, hip-hop studies.
So what's your take on the incorporation of capoeira into this?
Well, I think that's always been a major influence. I mean, when you look at the origins of b-boy culture, groups of people with their ancestry in South America and Latin America were absolutely instrumental and indispensable to the start of hip-hop and to the start of b-boying. So this is a really natural, and I think a smart thing for the Floor Lords to do, is to make that history visible, because it often gets erased. We think of hip-hop as sort of rap music, we think of hip-hop as sort of a hip-hop celebrity, but we don't think of the long dance history that led to b-boy practice, and it was not just located in the United States of America, it's an intercontinental thing.
Coming up and breaking, it was like really bad. It wasn't like we actually had a lot of mentors teaching us how to do certain things. We had to learn ourselves.
Well, especially coming up in Boston, where, I mean, you basically were the scene, right?
In Boston, like, me and my brother were the first b-boys in Boston. I had a cousin named Chino and Eddie who would come from New York when we was like 7 or 8. I'm originally from New York, but I moved to Boston and I had no family, so they would come up and visit us, and they were from a group called High Performance from the Bronx. You know, I was like probably like 8 years old, so I really didn't take it serious till I was like 10. I started going to block parties and started seeing people doing it.
So then did you start dancing around like in the T-stops and stuff?
Yeah, then we went and did an audition, and then we met these guys called MBT, the Massachusetts Break Team, who used to dance in the street for money. You know, they was like, oh, you guys want to come hang out with us? You want to go make some money? And we were like, what? Make some money? What are you talking about? And we thought they was talking about selling drugs. And then they were like, no, we don't mean that. So we went to Park Street Station, and we started dancing at Park Street Station. Like, first 10 minutes, they made like $50 a piece. It was like 5 of them. And we got real serious after that. We were like, what? Yeah, we'll dance with you guys. And then ever since then, we was making money. We made money. Hey, guys, everybody should be communicating right now. All you guys, I'm talking about everybody as a crew, as a group, together. Everybody.
How old are these kids?
20 to 45.
Where'd you find them?
Most of my family. Like, that's my son right there, Little Lean. That's my nephew.
Right. So they have day jobs. Do you do this full time?
I mean, we have like teaching jobs. Mm. We do workshops, judging. I judge a lot. I have a program called Four Piece, which is kind of like helping the kids in the inner city, kind of like not just look at being a big time rapper or a drug dealer. What we try to do is with Four Pieces, kind of like show kids like, look, you can be a producer, a video editor, a fashion designer. There's so much out there that a lot of kids in the inner city don't know. You know, all they think they're gonna be is a basketball player or a rapper. You know, as far as the Floor Lords, like our thing is basically getting out there and inspiring people, inspiring kids to keep them off the street.
My name is Jocelyn Ortega, a.k.a. B-Girl Jaws. I started dancing about 4 years ago.
Where are you from?
Dorchester. So I started dancing with original Floor Lord members, and I was just, like, amazed because I seen some girls dancing, and I was like, if they can do that, I can do that, too.
That's great. Did you ever feel that you were at disadvantage being a girl?
Yeah, all the time.
Really?
Even till now. Guys, their center of gravity and balance is in their shoulder, and for girls, we balance more with our waist. So when we're upside down, it's like La La Land for us. We're like, where are we going? So we use our hips a lot to balance.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
What else are you doing with your life?
I am graduating from my bachelor's. I have my science in business administration.
Cool.
And I'm currently working at MFS Investments as an accountant. So
you're kidding? You're
yeah.
An accountant?
Yeah. So, yeah, I went to school. I mean, it's very important. Dancing is like A, B, and C of my life, and then work, and then everything else. Like, dancing is my biggest passion.
Decent scene in Boston with this stuff these days?
Not really.
No.
No, there isn't in the East Coast area. It's really dying out, and it's starting to pick up a lot in the LA area, and it's just because it's more of a choreography, more of a dance scene out there. So a lot of the really good original dancers here are now leaving over there to get work. There's not really that much work here. So the scene is dying out, but luckily we have a lot of good pioneers who are still around, and you can still learn from them.
Let's take it for the top.
That was Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa, who took us out to Wellesley College, where the Floor Lords are rehearsing for their show this Friday.
You can see B-Girl Joss, who, by the way, I would love to have as my accountant, Lino Delgado, and the rest of the crew perform for free Friday night at Wellesley's Jewett Auditorium. Details at radioboston.org.
And Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.